Amen.
Gentlemen, good morning. I'd like to, this morning, shift into the main part of davening that really got the name Tefillah. And what am I referring to?
Shmonesrei,
which is really, as we know, Chaesrei. But we'll keep that between us. Shmonesrei sounds nicer for the Jews. Chai. Gentlemen, the Gemara has always defined that part of davening as Tefillah. As a matter of fact, that is the climax of the entire service. Everything beforehand is leading up to it. Maybe take out Kriyat Shema, which is his own mitzvah. But everything is leading up to it or leading down from it. Now, what is the very nature of tefillah? And I'm not going to keep you in suspense. The nature of Shmoneh Esrei is petition or request. Saying, God, I need something. It is not everything else. Therefore, the Gemara says very explicitly, why do we start with three blessings of praise and then go on to the petition? How does the Gemara phrase it? La'olam yisader adam shvacho shel makom, va'achar kach yitpalel. First say the praise of God, and then litpalel. And what's litpalel mean? Petition, just like we do. Three blessings of praise, and thereby right afterwards, petition. Correct? I don't think so, but we won't get into that this morning. Now,
but I said it.
There's a very famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban as to the obligation, quote unquote, to daven. According to the Rambam, you have to daven once a day, every day. The Oraita, from the Torah. You know this. This is great. What does the Ramban say? The Rambam puts it in his account of mitzvot, one of the 613. The Ramban has glosses on it, and on that page, he says, the Ramban says, I believe it's mitzvah vav, you're wrong. There is no mitzvah midoraisa to daven every day. The mitzvah from the Torah is only to daven be'eit tzara, when you're really in trouble. And this goes to the source of davening. According to the Rambam, the source of davening is what we say in Shema, ule'ovdo b'chol levavchem, and you shall serve God with all your heart. What's the work of the heart? Davening.
Some would say
that's the work of the heart.
Some might say that that's probably every day.
Okay. Once a day, every day. When the Torah doesn't tell you you have to do it on a specific day, like Lulav and Esro, it's once a day, every day. Birkas Kohanim, davening, etc. Comes the Ramban and says, that's not the source of it. The source of it is, V'chi tavo milchama ba'artzechem. When a war comes into your land, Parshas Pahaloscha, Al atzara tzareretchem, V'hayrotem b'chatzosod. And then you have to bring blow the chatzrotzrot, and v'nizkartem lifnei Hashem Elokechem, and you'll be remembered by God. How do you remember it by God? By davening to God. It's like on Rosh Hashanah. So says the Ramban that the obligation to daven is only once there is a very big tragedy and you need the mercy of God to get through it. According to the Rambam, it's once a day, every day. Came along Rav Soloveitchik and said that the gap between the two is not that big. They really agree. The only disagreement is, when is a Jew in trouble? When does he need help?
Every day.
According to the Ramban, when he really is in trouble in the war. According to the Rambam, every day. Now,
he could be in trouble and he doesn't know about it also.
And that's exactly true, yeah.
When the Jews were in trouble at the sea and they called out to God, said, what are you calling out for me for? Just do. I mean, meaning, don't doubt in them. It's not for action.
That's a different question that we should deal with, and that is the human action versus asking for mercy from God. How much do you ultimately do, and how much do you ask from God? But I would like this morning to actually emphasize something totally different. If the Rambam is correct, and that's the assumption we have, we daven every day, three times a day, midirabbanan, but even women that maybe are not chayav midirabbanan, we say to them once a day, every day. So we follow the Rambam tachlis. Now, if we daven from the Rambam tachlis, that should teach us something. The crux of davening, as we said earlier, is not to praise God, and it's not to thank God, but rather it's to say, God, I need you. That, in my opinion, is exactly what we need today in this world we live in. The feeling that I can't do it alone. I need help. Many of you sitting around the table can do many things, right? Let's think about it. We can book our own travel today via the computer. We don't need a travel agency. We can take care of all our money issues via the computer. We don't need a banker. We don't need an investment broker. We can take care of it.
You need an internet.
All you need is a simple computer, an internet connection, and you can do it.
Small thing.
But everyone around this table has something they can't do. they don't know about. They need help in. You do a lot, but there's something you're lacking. I'll give you an example from my own life. I won't embarrass anyone. I've been exercising for many years. I try every day to exercise, at least 5 times a week, out of the 7. Now here I go and I exercise and I do and I this and I that. After a while, I say to myself, well, I've been exercising based on my own logic. Do this, cardio, schmardio. Maybe I'm wrong. So without embarrassment, one of my students says that he has a brother-in-law visiting Israel, and this guy, by profession, is a professional trainer. I said, he's a professional trainer? That's great. You know, I exercise every day. Had I not davened every day, and had the experience of saying to God, I can't do it alone, I need your help, I probably would have ended there. But because I go through davening, I'm able to say, you know, I'd love to speak to him. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. Maybe I can use a little help in my exercise routine.
What does davening have to do with that?
Because davening teaches
you. To ask your friend or your neighbor.
Bruce, how long have you been in Israel? How long?
Either too long or not long enough.
Bruce, you've been here too long. You know why? You're running out of patience. You got to wait a minute. I'm building up. Bruce, here we go. Next line.
Should put his name and address in there for people who are listening to this.
What a kind of severe.
Prepared advice, call Bruce.
Bruce, when you go through davening and you say to God, Atachonein la'adam da'adam la'amid la'enosh binah, you gave us wisdom, therefore choneinu mi'itcha, give us more wisdom to get through the day. We're basically saying to God, God, I can't do it alone. I cannot go through this day without your help. I know a lot, but I can know more. When you go to God and you say, Refa'enu, and you're a doctor, or you have a very good doctor, you're basically saying, I need help. I can't do it alone. I can go to the pharmacy and get Acamol for a headache, or even a pain reliever, maybe over the counter. And if I have a sleep deficiency, there's over the counter stuff for that. And vitamins and schvitamins. But I need help. It's very difficult for a human being to say, I need help. But if you go through davening, it shouldn't be that difficult. And I'll tell you something else. It doesn't embarrass you. It always reminds me, I remember as a kid, in different cars, not only in my own family, but other families, and I remember this very explicitly, it's very interesting. When we were on vacation, away from home, when we needed directions, the last thing you would do would be what? Everyone's laughing because you all did it. Knew what? Stop and ask.
I always stop and ask.
Why?
Why? Because my father, since I was that age,
Yafeh. Beautiful. Why didn't you stop and ask?
Why?
No? Let me help you out. I'll give you the reason. Because if you go ahead and stop and ask, it looks like you're a tourist. Like you don't know what you're doing. You don't want to look like you don't know what you're doing. That's a terrible thing. God forbid. We're great. We're wonderful. We know it all. We'll take care of it. We have a map and a schmap. We'll take care of it. We'll find our way. Meanwhile, you waste an hour of your life getting nowhere, making good time but not making any progress. And the bottom line is, you could have prevented that all by asking a local, excuse me, how do you get to here? Now, that's exactly what I believe davening should influence us. We go before God and we say, God, we've achieved a lot. Thank God. We're living in the postmodern world today, not even in the modern world. We can take care of our banking and our travel. Many of our own health issues we can take care of. We don't need to talk to a doctor. We go right on the computer and we can second guess the doctor, if anything. It's wonderful today. You do a blood test. Usually you have to go to a doctor. The doctor would explain to you the numbers on that piece of paper. Right? Well, what do you do today? You don't need a doctor. You go to the computer. Whatever the blood test was, cholesterol. You see what the ratio is supposed to be. You look at your blood test. You can interpret it for yourself. You don't need to talk to the doctor. You can take care of it yourself. That's fine. That's great. But even then, even in this world, when you finally get sick with a certain bacteria, then you go to the doctor because he needs to write out the prescription that will match your sickness. And you can go in and say, I need this. But sometimes there's limits to your knowledge. So it's no embarrassment to say, I need help. As a matter of fact, that's what's beautiful about this world. And the gentleman, your name?
Eitan.
What Eitan just said is gorgeous. His father said, can you repeat the line? Hachayim, your life and death is on your tongue. God gave us a gift. It's called speech. Animals don't speak. They make sounds. They don't speak. They can't express their feelings via speech. We can. And therefore, we should use it. That's the biggest human dignity, to come and say, I can use my speech in order to get places, to get directions, to ask the doctor, a personal trainer, what should I do every day, what shouldn't I do, a dietitian, what should I eat, what I shouldn't eat. You have it. You have a gift. It's called talking. It's called speech. Let's use it. And how do we use it? We use it in davening. And it's interesting. Had we not gone through this experience, I'm pretty sure it would be very difficult for us to ask for help. But because we go through it, and allow me to quote a Gemara to you, then you understand it's not as difficult. The Gemara tries to explain the format of Shmoneh Esrei, and it says like this. I quote, Rishonot tomeh le'evet shemesader shevach lifnei rabo. The first three is like a slave going before his master and telling him how great he is. Emtzayot, the middle brachas of Shmoneh Esrei, tomeh le'evet shemevakesh pras mirabo. It's like a slave asking for a prize, asking for a handout from his master. Ve'achronot, and the final blessings, tomeh le'evet shekibel pras mirabo. It's like a slave that received a prize from his master. Ve'niftar ve'holechlo. And he says goodbye, and he goes on his merry way. That's the experience of davening. No less than a slave to a master. And that relationship is not an equal relationship. A slave has nothing, owns nothing. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, Mashe kana evet kana rabo. He owns nothing. He buys a piece of gum that belongs to his master. And that master has it all. And you come before God like a slave. And you say, God, I need you. But then the Gemara doesn't end there. It says, V'niftar v'holechlo. And he says goodbye, and he goes on. What does that mean? He goes into the big world. And in the big world, he sometimes is a master. He's a boss. He has workers under him. And sometimes, he's a slave. He needs help, whatever it might be. Many people around this table, I'm assuming, can't cook for the life of them. Others can.
Don't assume so.
Many of you can't find your way in the kitchen. Others can. Many can't make a bed. Others can. Use your tongue and ask for help. That's a beautiful gift from God. It's not an embarrassment to say, I need your help. As a matter of fact, that's human dignity at its very, very highest level. I have the ability to speak. I have the ability to ask for help. And therefore, there's a famous, famous verb that we use. I believe it's a pasuk in Tehillim. Asicha ve'ekali. I used my voice, I spoke, and now I feel better. Expressing your feelings and asking for help. How do I get from here to there? Where's the best investment for my money? Where's the best barber in town? Where's the freshest bread? What's the best supermarket to buy at? Where's the best prices? Sure. Yeah, you can do it alone, but you're probably going to make mistakes. You can save valued time by asking for help. It doesn't, God forbid, take and diminish the human being. In my opinion, it uplifts them. So next time you stand in davening, and you come before God, and you say, I need this, and I need that, and I need that, the experience you should feel is, this is human dignity at its best. We're using our speech in order to get to ultimately make our life better. That's the human being. Everyone else makes sounds. We can use the speech. And that's the experience of davening, and therefore davening is not called shevach. Tefillah is called, say it again,
petition.
Petition. The crux of davening is saying, God, I need you. And in my opinion, in the postmodern world, there's no more important message than that one. Because with all the developments that we have at our fingertips today, we are still limited. And we still need help. And we still can use the assistance of our neighbors and our friends and our acquaintances and many experts out there. And the davening experience of every day, again, tefillah means petition, should lead us in that direction. עד כאן.